The Obamas are living it up on their European summer vacation. Well, this past weekend, for example, they had lunch with Bono and his wife on the French Riviera. Thank you very much. And Sasha and Malia joined them. Barack and Bono have been friends for a long, long time, you know. Next stop for the Obamas was a visit to see George Clooney and his wife Amal at their Italian villa on Lake Como for a charity dinner. I mean, they're balling out of control, right?
Come on, man.
Lake Como's mayor implemented a 300-foot exclusion zone for the Obamas' visit. Boats were banned from approaching within 300 feet of Clooney's villa, and a tiny beach near the villa was cut was deemed off limits. Even pedestrians were banned from walking past the property. Wow, is he more famous now than when he was in office?
When he was in office, it would have been way, way worse.
I know. The Obamas have been spotted on private yachts in French Polynesia, spending time with Richard Branson on his private island and doing a bit of shopping in Italy. So, Steve, do you think he misses the White House at all? I mean, you've talked to him.
Yeah. Hell no. He don't miss nothing about it. He's so happy
now.
They done made all that money on that book. They got investments. Man, they living their best life. The best thing, greatest day of his life. The best 2 days of his life.
Yeah.
Becoming president of the United States and not being president no more.
Yeah. So listen, now you go on vacation next week, right?
Ooh, girl.
How excited are you, sir?
Shaking.
Just, girl,
I've been shaking.
Let us live vicariously for a moment.
All
what
this
doing?
That you talking about, what the president doing, finna do it.
Look out, George Clooney, here we come.
No, I ain't got nothing to do with Clooney. I'm not going over Lake Cuomo. I'm staying out in that big water. I will not be up there in Lake Cuomo. It's stunningly gorgeous up there.
Wow.
Stunningly gorgeous.
But you're going to be on the French Riviera.
And Italian Riviera. And the Amalfi Coast. And Croatia. I'm going to let them have it.
I mean, that's great,
and Sicily. I'm going to go down through and over to Sardinia and Corsica. Yeah, I'm going to let them have it, man.
So
back up in Portofino. Yes, ma'am.
Do you dock and get out?
Yeah. A lot of times. Uh-huh. A lot of times. But I like we like more like staying out now.
Oh, okay.
You know, we take the tender in. We like waking up.
On the water.
Oh, man. Coffee.
Damn, sounds great.
And you have a private chef, right? And everything you eat is fresh, you were telling us
last time. Yeah. All of that comes with it.
Hey, does it cost to dock? Oh, I don't know anything about
that. Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay. So when you pull up.
At least $1,500.
What?
Oh, easy.
To pull up?
No, right. Easy. Ooh. That's to pull up. That ain't no gas or nothing.
You know, Unc, if you take me, I take care of the docking costs. I'll take that off your plate.
I love it.
I get them.
You got that $1,500?
Boy, we pull up everywhere.
Hey, Junior. Some of them places, I said at least $1,500. That's very rare that you get that.
Oh, they more than that?
Oh, they go up?
Oh, dog, it's 10,000 sometimes.
Oh, hell.
Oh, we ain't pulling in there.
We gonna swim up there.
Oh, the hell. We gonna take the dinghy.
Wow.
I got the 15 all day.
That 15 is just some places. They got some places cost so much money to pull up at.
Wow.
Ain't no joke, man.
Well, I mean, Steve, you work hard. You should play hard.
Yeah, yeah.
You should play hard.
My wife and I go on one vacation a year.
Mm-hmm.
One vacation, that's ours. It's our anniversary. And that's where we go. And I save up and I pay for it ahead in advance. You know, we just go and enjoy ourselves. It's such a blessing, man. That God gives you a life that you can do some things like this. And it's at so many different levels, man. I'm just appreciative of God that he's allowed me to see some of these different levels, man. It's just nothing but God's grace. I can't take no credit for this. I'm telling y'all, man. God can do anything, man. God can make anything happen
for
you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you can think it and conceive it,
come on,
you can achieve it.
Yeah, nothing too hard.
All you gotta do is believe it. Oh, it ain't nothing too hard for God. This is we stuff hard for us.
Yeah.
But for him it ain't nothing.
All right. Thank you, Lord. That's all I can say. And this too, up next, the nephew with today's prank phone call, right after this.